Ask the Beauty Advisor, episode number 4. Hello, and thank you for listening to Ask the Beauty Advisor. This is the place where we talk about the latest trends in health and beauty, review beauty products, and help you navigate the cosmetic counters. I'm your host and beauty advisor, Deanna Lin. Today on the show, my guest is Stephanie Tang. Stephanie is a very successful businesswoman who has launched her own skincare line called Wonderful Skincare. Stephanie's here to share her story with us. Listen to how she turned a negative situation into a business. That business is now her full-time job. Stephanie is truly an entrepreneur on fire. Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to Ask the Beauty Advisor. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Hi, Deanna. Thank you so much for having me here. It's great to be here, and I'm excited to tell everybody about my products.
Great. Stephanie, I wanted to ask you first, I would like you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I like to start off with the fact that I grew up in São Paulo, Brazil. That's where I grew up as a child, and I came to the U.S. When it was time for college. My parents were expats, so that helps a lot with the whole bilingual thing. But it's a little bit interesting also because my dad is Chinese, so I'm a half Chinese, half Brazilian mix.
Oh, wow.
Which is where the Tang comes from.
Gee, and, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I came to the U.S. for my undergraduate, which was in Ames, Iowa, for Iowa State University. Decided that I really liked it here. You know, it's kind of a small town, and it's that nice feeling of knowing your neighbors, you know, and having people help. And it was just a great area to be in. So then I stayed, got my master's degree, and I'm currently working on my product line. And that's my full-time job. No kids. I have a husband. We're, you know, thinking about working on that soon. But yeah, that's a little bit more about me.
Okay. Well, then, Stephanie, why did you decide to go into skincare? I mean, what was your motivation behind your product line?
Well, that is actually a great story that I like to tell all my friends. So about 3 years ago, it was around October, I got this terrible allergy that made my eye area become red and swollen. And when it wasn't red and swollen, it looked dry and flaky, which was a great look for Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. So then I was so desperate not to have to answer to every single person during our Thanksgiving dinner, you know, no, my eyes are fine, and no, it's not contagious. No, I don't know what's causing it. And yeah, you should really see it when it's red and puffy, which is a lot, right?
Oh, my.
So I tried everything, right? I tried the Gold Bond products, which gave me a lot of zits. I tried medicated lotions like Excedrin, which was really not very pleasant on my eyelids. I tried anything that I could find at the store and pharmacy, and nothing really helped. It still looked red, or it still looked flaky. And it just looked like my eyes were covered in dandruff, so it was really unpleasant. And, I mean, I felt a little bit gross during that time. So a friend of mine came up and said to me, you know, have you tried adding some just shea butter, you know, just the natural thing, see if it helps. And I was like, well, I have nothing to lose. So I did it. And it got a little bit better. So I started to research and I started adding more oils. And it was all of a sudden it was like, oh, olive oil works. Well, let me add that to my mix. Oh, grapeseed oil. Yeah, I'll add that. And it kind of grew from there. So I'm proud to say today that I've been rid of puffy and dry eyes for about 3 years.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this. What skills did you need to develop this line? Did you have to invent some skills? Did you have to learn something? I mean, how does a person just go about making their own skincare line?
Well, I like to attribute it to my amazing cooking skills. I really enjoy spending some time in the kitchen and mixing things and seeing how things work out. I think that transferred very well. Great part here is that these are all natural ingredients, so they're 100% things that come out of the, you know, out of the bottle or out of the plant. So for example, if you take an avocado and you press it, you get that oil. But then I just use that oil in my mixes, so I don't really have to, you know, play with any chemical compounds or anything that's very hazardous or dangerous, which is very nice.
Are there preservatives in your product? Did you have to use a preservative?
No, I did not. I actually was reading about the chemistry of that. And it turns out that preservatives are necessary when you're mixing oils and water. Mm-hmm. And since there is no water in my product, I don't have to worry about it. And actually, I started becoming more aware of that and looking at all of the products that are on the shelves. And a lot of them start with water or even aqua, as they like to call it.
Yeah, I think your first ingredient is shea butter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That gives it that really nice scent to it.
What was the first product? I know you have about, what do you have, about five products now?
Five different products, yes.
What was your first product?
My first product was what the Wonderful Body Butter, which is the product that has most ingredients, but it is a very nice mixture, very soft mixture of shea and cocoa butters. It has apricot seed oil, avocado oil, castor oil, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, olive oil, and sweet almond oil, which means it was cold pressed and not hot pressed. And that's what originally helped me get over my eye allergy.
And then I know you have a Wonderful Mommy and Wonderful Baby cream. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I am newly an aunt. My sister-in-law just gave birth to a very healthy baby boy, which is very exciting. But she was asking me about, you know, like, I'm kind of concerned about stretch marks, but I'm also concerned about, you know, all the preservatives and chemicals that might be in some other things. So I was starting to, you know, I was like, well, let's see what we have to worry about. And the biggest difference between that one and my body butter is the fact that it has no almond oil, just because some people are concerned about the allergens and that. Mm-hmm. And it also is a little bit softer and smoother so that you can just rub it on your belly, you know, and it gives you that peace of mind that not only is it good for your skin, but also it's not going to introduce any new things or any things that might, you know, be bad for you or the baby. So she says it worked, and I'm very glad. And, you know, if her baby develops any issues, so I know that a lot of them have that cradle cap, mm-hmm. I will definitely recommend the same product for him.
So it looks like you don't do any animal testing. You do human testing.
Yes. I tested all my brave friends who are great. And luckily, you know, no real negative feedbacks on that part.
Great. Well, the products that you're using are pretty natural. And, you know, also, I think a lot of people are maybe have reactions to some of the preservatives. Yes. So if you're not putting a lot, you know, grapeseed oil, I, as you probably know, is a kind of a preservative too. You have a massage oil, and then you have, what other products do you have besides your massage oil?
I have my lip balm, and I also have this moisture bar, which is actually very interesting because you just have a small circle that's about, 6 centimeters or 2 inches wide. And you just rub it around in your hand, and then you put it back in a container, and then you continue rubbing that on your hand to spread it out properly. But it's a little bit thicker, so it lasts a little bit longer, and it gives you that nice sensation of, you know, creaminess, and it's just mm-hmm. great for keeping on your desk, for example.
Oh, that's unique. That's a great idea. Now, your Wonderful skincare line, is it scented? What kind of scent have you put in it?
Yes, it is scented. I scent it with essential oils. I believe very much that all ingredients have to have a purpose, so I don't just add, you know, random scents in there, but I usually add them for their properties. So, for example, one of my favorite ones is the tea tree oil because I feel that tea tree is just very refreshing. But it also is great because it's antibacterial, it's analgesic, so it helps reduce swelling and redness. It's naturally an antifungal, so it has all these great benefits that all of a sudden are translated into your moisturizer. So I actually, whenever I get, you know, bug bites, I put on my body butter or any of my products really, and it really does help. It's red, it decreases the itching. If I spend a day at the beach or if I spend the day skiing, for example, and I'm kind of red from the windburn or the sunburn, I put it on my face. I don't put it every day on my face, but every so often it really helps. So it's really great. I cut myself when I'm cooking and all of a sudden, you know, I put some moisturizer on it and I feel it really helps. And the fact that it is antibacterial just gives me that peace of mind.
So the Wonderful Skin is actually kind of a healing balm then.
Yes. It worked really well for me, for my eyes. It works well for most of the things I do. My husband, actually, for about the 10 years that we've been together, has always made a really unhappy face or just refused flat out to use any moisturizer. And nowadays it's great because the other day I actually caught him putting on some moisturizer as an aftershave. Uh-huh. Get those bumps anymore. And I'm like, I caught you red-handed. And he's like, okay, I'll admit that I actually like this stuff.
Wow, that's pretty good. If you get the men's vote, they yes. are difficult about that kind of stuff, I know.
Right?
Yeah, they are. Okay, here's what's very interesting. Are you producing this or manufacturing this yourself in your own kitchen? I mean,
close. I have this room in my basement, which I call my factory, in which, you know, I put my little hairnet and my little lab coat to go into, keep it ridiculously clean. But that's where I keep all of my ingredients, and that's where I do most of my batches of moisturizer. It is a little bit of work, but it just seemed like the best fit, right? It's right here. I can, you know, get some ingredients, and I can kind of mix things together as I feel they're necessary. So for example, for my sister-in-law, or if somebody's like, well, it's a little bit thicker, it's like, well, let me see if I can add some more beeswax and, you know, see if that helps. And so I feel like I can experiment, but then when I find a great product, I can always just put that in a jar and say, hey guys, I have this new product. So it gives me all the flexibility and also all the opportunities to experiment that I need.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about your ingredients. I know your main ingredient seems to be shea butter. Is that correct?
Yes, shea butter. I love it. I love the smell of it. I love the fact that it's a great skin moisturizer, and it is just fantastic in just many different ways. I mean, that's one of the things that is very well used in West Africa, just because it's available there, right? Mm-hmm. But it is... it's great. It's a natural UV protectant. I mean, very little, right? I don't recommend using it as a sunblock. It's great to know that it does have a little bit of that sunblock properties in it. The scent is perfect also.
And then you use cocoa butter. What do you find is the benefits of cocoa butter?
I love cocoa butter. Once again, the scent, because it makes my product smell a little bit chocolatey, if you would.
Yeah.
But one of the best things about cocoa butter is that it does have antioxidants, I mean, which help prevent it from going bad. So it gives it a nice storage life, but it also has stable fats, right? So these are the things that we know are good for our body. So it has oleic oils, it has antioxidants. It's a great thing. And also in Brazil, I remember very much when I was little using cocoa butter as a lip balm. And, you know, it turns out it's actually very great for treating mouth sores. So,
and also cocoa butter, I've heard, is good for stretch marks. Am I correct?
Yes, very much.
So that's probably in your wonderful mommy's cream, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, and then grapeseed oil. Stephanie, you have a lot of wonderful stuff in your... your skincare line, but I just want to pull out some of the things that I found the most interesting here. And your grapeseed oil, can you tell us why you're using grapeseed oil and how it affects the skin?
Okay, well, I really like the grapeseed oil because it's light and thin. So it leaves a little bit of a glossy film, if you would, that is absorbed pretty quickly. It has linoleic oils, but most importantly, it's really great for helping your body naturally regulate your oil production. It's kind of a big deal, especially for people who have oily skin, because this will help them produce enough oil so that they're not, you know, creating too much oil and having that oily skin.
So you said something about acne.
Yes.
Have you tested it on somebody who has had acne? And
yes. So one of my friends had a more occasional or very frequent breakouts, and now it turns out that after she started using it a little bit on her face, every time she did break out, it helped not only make it less red, but also she says that in the long term it has helped her feel less oily and break out less regularly.
Great. Okay, well, I wanted to ask you, and here's a question that a lot of people have trouble with, is promoting their products. So what genre are you using to sell wonderful skincare. Have you tried Essie? Talk to us a little bit about Essie. I know we talked about it before the show. Tell us your reasons or your experience with Essie. Yeah.
Ways that I sell this is through, I have some products on Amazon. I am actually not on Etsy. I feel that I want my product to be perceived as a professional product. And I think that in Etsy, there's a lot of things that are very professional and very great, but they're mostly perceived as crafts, right? I don't want people to feel that buying is a craft product. It is very much a great product with some very good standards and a very strict formula for it.
Were you ever on Etsy at all?
No.
No. Okay. You went directly on Amazon and your own website. Am I correct?
Yes. And then I'm also working with natural food stores and co-ops around my area to have them on the shelves. And I think I'm going to expand to different states here, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I know on Amazon, you have to have some kind of code or universal code for when you put a new product on there, don't you? How did you get around that, or how does one go about doing that?
The UPC code was actually a fairly mild requirement as far as what it took to get on Amazon. But so the universal product code is basically just a little barcode so that your product doesn't match anybody else's when it's scanned in a store.
So did you have to design a barcode? Is that what you did?
I had to buy a number and the barcode comes with. So I was spared that problem, fortunately.
Yeah, that's great. And then what other things did you have to go through to get on Amazon? I know it's not that easy for somebody with a new product.
Yes. So on Amazon, a lot of the requirements were just, you know, proving that I was a legitimate business and that I have standards. And so, you know, FDA registry, for example, was very important to show that I have this. It was very important for, you know, them to understand that, you know, this product is not going to be adulterated. It's also very unique because they have a little price match, you know, to make sure that if you are selling something that lots of people sell, you have a better price or a more competitive price. And, you know, having to say there is no price match, nobody else has this, was a pretty big deal.
What has been your most successful place of selling your products, from your website or for Amazon?
Right before Christmas, Amazon was great. Everybody wanted to buy stocking stuffers or gifts for mom last minute, and so Amazon was really great there. But mostly I do a lot of business through my local co-ops, which I think is really fantastic. Also, I feel like co-ops kind of give you a sense of community, which is what I'm also looking for.
Right. And probably word of mouth. I'm sure your friends have been really happy with the product and recommended it to, you know, people that they know.
Yes.
So word of mouth is probably really good too. And then your label on your products, did you design your own label? Tell us a little bit about how you came about with your logo and your label.
I was very fortunate to work with a fantastic designer, Melina from Argentina, which I found on Freelancer. I highly recommend her, but it was great. I mean, I am not a designer, and so it was fantastic because I told her, you know, what my product was all about. It's minimally processed. It's for people who want less processed things in their lives. It's natural. You know, I wanted to convey that feeling. And she's like, okay, so are you thinking more of yellows and reds or yellows and greens? And so I chose yellows and greens, and she came up with this fantastic flower and, you know, the font and everything. So it was just, I really enjoyed my experience working with her, and I think it really does convey my product very well.
Do you, it does, it's a beautiful label. Do you have to label all your own products, or are they, it's hard to tell if they're silk screened on the jar, or you're putting the labels on yourself?
I am putting the labels on myself. It's great because I like to watch some ancient history documentaries while I do that.
Well, someday you're going to get too big. You're going to have to put your product into manufacturing, I guess. But that can come later, because that can be expensive too, I know.
Well, that's something I look forward to, though.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. Well, you're going to get there. You're very motivated. You have wonderful stuff. Your website's very professional. Your prices are amazing. And I know you're going to be very successful. Yes. Your prices are extremely reasonable. I mean, your body butter or your body balm, what do you call it? Your wonderful
body butter,
wonderful skincare body butter. Am I right?
Yes.
What's the price on that? I think it was $10, wasn't it?
Yes. So for the 7 ounce, it's $10. For the 3 ounce, it's $5. Okay. And really, I want people to feel like they get a lot of value. And I think also because I am in Iowa, people here are a little bit more frugal, or maybe we just have a little bit cheaper prices in general. So the cost of living is less. And I want them to feel like, you know, this is something that, yes, not only is it great, but it's also affordable. I don't want anybody to feel like they cannot afford it just because it's natural. So it's definitely something that I would encourage everybody to try.
Your products look amazing and they're priced. I mean, the pricing is amazing and I'm sure you're going to be very successful with them. Again, that's wonderful skincare. Stephanie, it has been fabulous having you here and I appreciate you giving us all this information and telling us your story. Where exactly can people find your products and take a look for themselves?
I have a website, wonderfulsc.com. So www.wonderfulsc.com, which just stands for wonderful skincare.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Yes. Feel free to go on my website and it will also have links to Amazon if you're interested.
Great. That's perfect. I hope everyone will visit wonderfulsc.com and take a look at your products. They're really worth taking a look at. Stephanie, it's been great having you here. Thank you very much and keep in touch.
All right. Thank you very much. This was great.
I want to thank you all for listening to the show. And again, don't forget to visit Stephanie's website, www.wonderfulsc.com. We also have a link to Stephanie's website in our show notes. You can find her Amazon link and more about Stephanie on our website, which is askthebeautyadvisor.com. So until next time, please stay healthy and be beautiful.